regular filters are all in here for the second and third IFs. They're all inside here, but the first IF had no filter of itself, and I put what they call a roofing filter in from the INRAD people, and boy, it works nicely.
What microphone are you using, John?
This is the old Yaesu MD-1 I've had forever.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that's pretty good. Only 59 degrees here, but sunny.
55 in Newburgh.
Well, you guys go ahead and talk. If they can't hear me up there, I'll stand by. K2BU.
I think the band is a little on the short side still, Charlie.
That's what she said.
Yeah, right.
Ohio. Now I'm operating a remote station. You're not making it directly, but somebody urged you. Anyway, good to hear you, Buzz. Yeah, it's been a while. Getting a lot of legacy stations today. The top 100 that were in here from the beginning, and yeah, everything's good. You know, trying to stay safe, staying indoors, not working. You know, it's kind of boring, but climbing the walls here. Buzz, over to you.
Contact.
Oh, there's a contact in there. Go ahead, contact.
Hi, Raleigh. Hi, Gary. Hi, Mike. This is Kilo Charlie 5, Uniform Echo Quebec in Caribou, Maine. My name is Jim. And thank you for the beautiful card there, Gary. I appreciate it.
And I just received yours. I received yours this morning. Yeah, Jim, I just received yours this morning.
Hey, Raleigh, you had a Kilo 4 Golf Victor Hotel in there.
Kilo Golf 4 Victor Hotel, okay, go ahead.
Okay, they're calling Kilo 4 Golf Victor Hotel, 848. Good evening, Dan, from the state of Maine. I'm just a sweet looking. And this is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. I am located a little down here called Reba, Virginia, Victor, Victor Alpha, R-E-B-A.
Roger, Roger. You've got a group here. You've got into a net. This is KC5UAQ in Caribou, Maine. The net control is, there's a couple of them. Gary is Whiskey Alpha 1 Echo India Golf, and he's in Maryland. And then we have VA3 CRE, that's Raleigh in Ontario. Nice signal coming into Caribou. Why don't you listen and have the other guys check with you. KC5UEQ, back to Whiskey Alpha 1, Echo India Golf.
Okay, I'll stand by and listen a minute. This is K4 Golf, Victor Hotel, K4GBH.
Jim, up there in Caribou, Maine, Jim, I'm not hearing that one, so can you just give him all the good numbers and stuff like that and tell him we apologize, I'm not hearing him in there?
I'm going to pass it over to Gary. He has more information on the numbers. I didn't write those down. Over.
Okay, Jim, and by the way, Jim, I got your card this morning.
Oh, Roger, Roger, good. You like the color, I hope.
Beautiful card. I'm loving it. Looks really nice. Okay, back to you there, Gary. Jim up there in Caribou, Maine. Do you still have a copy of that gentleman?
Roger, Roger. We're on the nickel belt net right now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, Kilo 4 Golf Victor Hotel, Robert in Virginia. This is KC5UEQ in Caribou, Maine. Jim, come on back. You're with the Nickel Belt group, and nice signal coming into Caribou. You're about a 5-7, but the guys in Ontario haven't picked you up, and the fellows in Maryland and are too close to you to pick you up. So come on back to me. Roger, Roger, Robert, Kilo 4 Golf Victor Hotel. That's Robert down there in Culpeper, Virginia. I've got you about a 2x2 right now, but I got a nice signal on you. And I understand that you've been impaired or blind since birth, and I want to welcome you to the group. We meet here Monday through Friday, and I believe I'm going to have to be corrected, but at about 1400 hours to about 1530. I believe that's correct. Over, Gary? Roger, Roger. Robert, Kilo 4 Golf Victor Hotel. If you have access to your desktop, if you would punch in Victor Alpha 3 Charlie Romeo Echo, you'll come up with a webpage talking all about the net and the founders and the coordinators and the relay guys, and you'll learn a lot more about it. Have you got a good copy on me now, Robert?
Kilo. Break. your call. Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Tango Victor in.
Wait. Back to you at Riddick speed, okay?
Okay, I'm not sure what the check is. Do you have the check?
Yeah, 2-2.
Two, two, over.
I have 2-2. Two, two. Go ahead.
Hi, Chris. Initial x-ray. Kilo processed equipment. Still here. X-ray hasn't run into you on the air lately. Initial x-ray. Hope all is okay. Break, Richard. Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Tango Victor, and W3GWM apparently has this list together.
Okay, you have it exactly right, so can you roger it?
Roger, roger.
That radiogram is roger. TQZ, pick up the list.
W3GWM, WBATQZ, list of traffic.
Roger, roger.
Region 1, 3, Region 4, 4, Eastern Canada 1, and all you need is the preamble and the address. Back to net.
Go ahead and give it to him, Mike.
W3GWM, WBATQZ. Number 119er, routine, Hotel X-ray Golf. Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Tango Victor 2-2, tip. I spell Tango India, Papa, Papa City, Oscar Hotel, May 1-1. Chris, I spell Charlie Hotel, Romeo India Sierra, initial Juliet Norris. I spell November, Oscar, Romeo, Romeo, India, Sierra. Amateur call, November 8, Alpha, India. Figures 2, Niner, 1, 1. River, Mist. Initials, Lima, November. Richmond. I spell Romeo, India, Charlie, Hotel, Mike, Alpha, November, Delta, Tango, X-ray, figure 77406, break. WBTQZ back to net, one completed.
Thank you very much. Any other check-in?
Yes, for sure.
WBATQZ relay.
Hold on, I got some.
V3GT.
Were you hearing W3GWM?
No, I...
WB2PJ, okay, thank you. KA3
WA3QPS.
No traffic, over. I hear you today.
KA3AQ.
And who else did I hear? N3KRX. I hear you for a while.
Haven't heard you either. Either, Dennis. Third region alternate, no traffic.
EAQ.
KKS was doubling, we do try to check in.
Check her in.
KKS, KA3 JKS,
can you hear me,
say again? This is KA3 JKS, kilowatt Alpha 3 Juliet, kilowatt Sierra, no function, no traffic, just checking in.
Roger, roger, Sue. KA3 JKS, no function, no traffic, Dennis.
KW9 EMG,
W9EMG. KW1U. Copy her.
She has N1IQI, a bunch of fourth region, second region, but not worth listing, and she has some for West Virginia, eighth region. No particulars yet. I did copy also WA3QPX, third region, no traffic. Over.
Okay, I have him. K48Q relay. EAQ,
Roger.
Roger.
K23F, Pat, say again.
Obviously he's not hearing me. He came in over top of all of you. WB2QZ, senior fourth region, KW9EMG here.
KW9EMG, WB2QZ.
WB2QZ, KW9EMG.
Number 28, routine, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Zulu Bravo 8. India 1-1 Lane, I spell Lima Alpha November Echo, amateur call, Whiskey Kilo 4, Whiskey Charlie, Mount Pleasant November Charlie, break. Message figures 7-2, figures 5-1-7, figures 3-3-2, figures 7-7-0-3, disconnected, mailed, instead, break, Stan, I spell Sierra Tango, Alpha November, amateur call, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Zulu Bravo, and no more.
Can you give me what was asked for the word instead to the signature?
After the word instead, break, Stan, amateur call, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Zulu Bravo.
Roger, traffic.
Thank you, WBTQZ, back to that one pass.
WBATQZ, take W3GWM7215, pick up the Eastern Canada for relay.
W3GWM, WBATQZ. 7215, I am to pick up your Eastern Canada for relay. WBATQZ, 7215.
B3GT, do you hear W3GWM at all? Okay, we'll get you. KW9EMG.
KW9EMG.
Were you hearing W3GWM?
Affirmative.
Please go to 7215. He has 4 fourth region.
Roger.
K1UAF. Are you hearing W3GWM at all? Okay, maybe it'll get better after a while. It'll either get better or worse. KW1U, have you decided what you'd like to list? ZCM.
KD8 ZCM, over.
Did you hear what she said?
Say again?
Did you hear what KW1U said?
Negative, over.
WA3QPS. Did you hear KW1U? What did she say she'd like to list? Ask her, please. Thank you very much. This is W8YS, Whiskey 8 Yankee Sierra. I'm located in northern West Virginia. Eastern Area Net is a part of the National Traffic System, providing direct coverage for formal written traffic to the eastern part of the United States and Canada. This liaison must everywhere is legal. This net meets daily on 7222 kHz at 1930 UTC. This is a direct to net. Do we have any emergency traffic? Any other stations, Eastern Area Net? K1UAF, please make a net call.
K1UAF, assisting Eastern Area Net Control, WYF, looking for additional stations, Eastern Area Net. Any additional stations with or without traffic for Eastern Area Net? Nothing heard, K1UAF.
Unbelievable, it hit 3:30 and your signal came way up.
So did yours.
KD48Q.
KD48Q.
Could you please make a net call?
Yes, sir. Kilo Delta 4 Echo Alpha Quebec for the Eastern Area Net, looking for any stations with or without traffic.
I joined DK3F in Frostburg with no traffic.
Yeah,
I tried to get to
you when you came in the first time. Copy, no function, no traffic.
TQZ.
I guess I think he said, I know he said no traffic. I assume he's no function. Any other station for the Eastern Area Net, KD4EAQ? GWM is back.
Okay, TQZ is back.
GWM is back.
GWM is back. WB8TQZ VE3GT 7210
Eastern Canada.
WB8TQZ 7210 VE3GT.
W3GWM back. How about KW9EMG? KD4EAQ?
KD4EAQ?
Send W3GWM 7215 to find KW9EMG for the 4th region.
Well, I got a weak copy on your dinner's demand going to heck. Do you think GWM goes to 7215? Yeah, I think you're supposed to meet KW9EMG, George. W3GWM has gone to 7215.
Thank you, John.
Band is terrible. I'm hearing short, but I'm not hearing long.
KW1U 7210 8th Region 4 to WBATQZ.
Roger, roger.
Eastern Area Net, any other station? If somebody comes back and I don't say anything, see if you can relay into me, because it's not a good day.
And somebody turning up, I can barely hear Region 1, including Marcia. Deliveries coming in here this week, and sometimes I'm the only one here.
KD4EAQ, please excuse KK3F.
Say again?
Excuse KK3F.
I'll try. KK3F, KD4EAQ. KK3F, KD4EAQ.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
You are excused. You are excused. Over.
73, KK3F, 73.
K1UAF.
I don't know if he heard me or not.
Okay, K1UAF.
K1UAF.
What happened to K1UAF?
He just came back to you.
K1UAF.
K3GT, thank you, you make the cure. Okay, EAQ, I've lost K1UAF. Ask him if KK3F heard you, or if not, have him excuse him.
K1UAF, KD4EAQ.
KD4EAQ,
K1UAF. Did you hear KK3F when I excused him?
I'm not sure. I think I heard something, but I'm really not sure. Want me to try?
UAF just disappeared in the noise.
N3KRX. Okay, I'll leave you here for a couple minutes since you can hear. You're one of the few that's hearing. See if you can call. Now it's step one. What? KD8ZCM.
KD8ZCM, go ahead.
Thank you. You may secure. KB4CAU, you may secure.
Oh, KB4CAU clear, back in that.
TAQ.
Yes, sir. KB4EAQ.
See if you can excuse K3JKS.
K3JKS, KB4EAQ, 2 for net control, you're excused.
KA3JKS, KD4EAQ. KD4EAQ, this is KA3JKS.
You are excused. You are excused. 73, thank you.
73, and thank you. I'll be monitoring.
Atlas Spirit, geomagnetic noise. I
can't tell anymore.
It's really bad today, really bad. WA3QPS.
KD4EAQ, I heard you. I am excused.
Thank you, you may secure.
Roger, 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 sir.
I need a lot of that. KB2QO. Okay, KB2QO, you may secure. KW9EMG. Can you go find a frequency like 18 or 7 and see if it's clear for you so I could send you there?
Roger.
You have to come back and tell me what one you want. KW9EMG, go ahead.
7207 sounds good.
Okay, W3GWM, I might need help from EAQ, 7207.
He's gone.
He is gone. Are you going, Wade?
Yes, I did hear GWM, good traffic quality.
He says that he did hear GWM traffic quality. Dennis?
Yes?
Yes, he does. He did copy him, traffic quality.
Send him to 720. W3GWM first region.
K1UAF 7207
for 3 first region. 7207, GWM has 3 first region.
Got it, John. I hear Dennis Drake. Gone.
I believe he went.
Yeah, I heard him a little bit that time. It's really up and down.
Yeah, if you don't hear him, I hear him when you don't hear him, and vice versa.
TQZ.
TQZ.
Sent one, received four.
Thank you. KW1U. KD4EAQ, how well do you hear KW1U?
Weak, barely readable, occasionally unreadable.
Okay.
She's the same as K1UAF is.
N3KRX.
N3KRX.
How well do you read KW1U?
At the moment, traffic quality.
Say again?
At the moment, traffic quality.
Okay. Marcia, you have a buff? Oh, that's too much to relay. Marcia, did you hear a KW9EMG when you was here? No, he's not here now. Did you hear him when he was here? Okay. So he should be back shortly, and then we'll find another frequency. WBATQZ.
WBATQZ.
I'd like to hold on to you for another 10 minutes.
I'd be good for 10 minutes.
Alright.
I'll be back in a second. KD4EQ. EMG KW1U 7210 for the buck. N3KRX, did KW1U get that?
Affirmative.
Say again. Okay. Well, you're starting to fade away on me, and I'm good to have you for the time we were here, but it's time to bid you adieu. You may secure. Everything is a challenge. We have to meet the challenge.
I'm sure it's worth seeing you back for this, and we're good to go. And the goal is to show you that there's always somebody that hears somebody out there for sure. So I'll continue here, Jim, and we'll get back to you in a bit here. So anyway,
I'm saying a very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nickel Belt Amateur Radio Net. I am the net controller, Victor Alpha 3 Charlie Radio Echo, rolling up here in Copper Cliff, Ontario, Canada, looking for your check-ins. Anyone anywhere, please come on in.
KC1, Delta XCA Delta.
Port of the Lake, West Virginia. Hey, I got KC1 in there just before KC1 DXC. Somebody came in. That's gentlemen, try it out one more time.
W3ATE, Whiskey 3, Alpha Tango Echo. Alpha Tango Echo, Port of the Lake, West Virginia.
Hola, 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 hola.
You have a Port of the Lake in West Virginia, Rolly.
We're running 9 watts here on 818. Well, go ahead.
Gary, did you have a copy on him?
Okay, I think we've got a lot of doubling going on here. We've got KC1 DXD. We've got a portable 8 West Virginia, and there's somebody else in there. The 8 in portable in West Virginia. What's the rest of your call, please? The portable 8 in West Virginia. What's the rest of your call, please? Okay, well, I'm lost, Rolly. I can't hear anybody except KC1DXD, I guess.
Okay, Gary, anyway, KC1DXD will get back to you in a second, sir. Jim, you said you heard somebody out there just before KC1DXD?
Whiskey 3, Alpha Tango Echo, Portable 8, Drew Mountain, West Virginia. Go ahead. Roger, 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 roger. We're running about 9 watts on a Yaesu 818, long wire 1,212 feet. Nine watts, over.
It's about 16 years now, I guess, and no problem at all.
And it's a real nice thing to have, and it's a great investment. But it does require maintenance, and, at 66, I'm still able to maintain it. Of course, it cranks up and down vertically and then lays over horizontal, because I'm not going to climb a tower. I've never done that and never will. But it does crank up and down and then lays over horizontal. And that makes it all worthwhile and means I can maintain it by myself. The installation, though, required some real mechanical know-how from a couple of my brothers-in-law, and I couldn't have done the project without them. Yeah, okay, well, that was great that you were able to turn VE7 CMI to VE3 CMI. At one time here in the U.S., you could do things like that, but we have too many hams now, and I guess with our vanity call sign program, you could request a specific call if it's available. But, you know, the vanity program has been around, I think, 23 or 4 years now,
prior to that, you were kind of out of luck. Back in the 1930s, if you moved, they would often give you a reciprocal call sign if it was available. But we got too many people on the air, and after a while, that kind of fizzled out. Better turn it back to you, see how the signals are doing. VE3CMI, N4KZ.
10K4Z, Victor Echo 3, Charlie Mike India. Yeah, sorry about that, Dave. I have it written down properly, but just off the top of my head, I have a friend that I met when I was in the military and was in Florida, and his call was NK4A, Fox. I memorized that one. I called it quite a bit, and I looked for him all the time. And last time I talked to him, it was just after that hurricane, and it took all his towers and stuff down. But I'm sorry about that. Fox is a pretty nice guy. But I instead of reading it, it came off the NK, just came off the top of my head. So anyway, I've got it right. And finally, wow, you got a limestone base. That's a pretty strong base. That's excellent. I have kind of a clayish, a very a dirt clay mix, very hard. It was like cement trying to hammer through it with a shovel dig through it. But I always thought once the cement's in there, that's going to be a very firm base for the cement. I'm quite pleased with that. A little bit extra work. Fine on being in a rural area. That's awesome. You won't have the interference complaints or the likes of that. And you've got lots of room. You're pretty free to put up whatever you please for antennas. I often thought it'd be nice to be able to experiment with different antennas, but I definitely don't have that kind of room here. I just got a city lot. Not much more. My backyard is about 50 by 50. And my inverted V for 80 meters doesn't quite fit. It's kind of one of the legs kind of bent along the fence just so it would fit in the full length. But sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to make it all work. Anyway, I'm gonna let you go here today. Dave, very nice meeting you. A real pleasure. And great talking to you. I'll keep an ear open for you, and we can talk again. The band was going up and down, but hopefully it's still going up while we're talking here. 73, Dave, take it easy, and talk to you again. N4KZ, Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Mike, India.
Okay, Dave. Well, this is N4KZ. I thought I was going to lose you at one point. You took a big fade, but then the signal came right back up, nice and strong. So, you just never know about 40 meters. I still love this band for a lot of reasons, but the fading lately has been very frustrating. We'll let you go. Thanks a lot, 73. You and your family stay safe. We'll do the same here. Talk to you again soon, I hope. VE3CMI, N4KZ is signing clear.
Cheers, Dave. Been a pleasure. Victor Echo 3, Charlie Mike, India.
CQ, 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 calling CQ. This is N4KZ, Norway 4 Kilo Zulu. N4KZ calling CQ, CQ, hello CQ. Calling CQ, from the state of Kentucky, this is N4KZ, Norway 4 Kilo Zulu. Norway 4 Kilo Zulu. N4KZ calling CQ and listening for a call.
Kilo 4, Julia Kilo.
Okay, K4JK from N4KZ. Good afternoon. Thanks for the call. Very strong signal here. You're 5'9", maybe plus. I'll have to look at the meter a little bit more on the next transmission.
but you're a great 5-9 signal. I'm located in Kentucky. I'm just outside of Lexington, near Lexington, Kentucky. And my name is Dave, D-A-V-E, Dave. So over to you, K4JK, N4KZ.
All right, Dave. Nice to meet you, N4KZ, K4JK. Fine business. Name here on this end is James, Juliet Alpha Mike Echo Sierra. And I am about 35 miles northwest of Richmond, Virginia. Here, just about smack dab in the middle of the state. So, yeah, you're running about 5'8", 5'9". There's some fading on the band. Has been for a while, but it's not very, very... it's not affecting your signal at all. So I'm perfectly fine. Sound great up here in Virginia, or over here in Virginia. Back over to you, Dave, N4KZ, K4JK.
K4JK, N4KZ. Okay, James, well, you're 5'9", sometimes peaking 10 over 9. So great signal. I see that you got your initials for your call sign suffix. I wanted my initials on my call, but apparently the initials Delta Golf are very popular here in the Southeast. So when I applied in 1996 when the Vanity call sign program began, and I applied for a few different calls with Delta Golf, in them I didn't get any of them. Instead, I got this one, N4KZ. But this call sign's really grown on me, and I wouldn't change it for anything now, but initially I was a little disappointed. This call used to belong to a fellow in Florida who was apparently a very active DXer. So when I first came on the air at the end of 1996 as N4KZ, I had quite a few hams in Europe and Japan saying hi to me, thinking that I was the previous call sign holder, and I had to give them the bad news that I thought he was a silent key, and his call had actually been available for reassignment for several years. And as recently as 2 years ago, a guy in Sweden called me thinking I was this guy, and he said, where have you been? I haven't worked you in 35 years. I had to tell him, well, the previous holder has been gone for a long time. Anyway, and my call also is the tail number on a small airplane that you can rent in Tyler, Texas. I've seen pictures of it on the internet. So it looks kind of weird to see N4KZ on the tail of an airplane. I showed that picture to my wife the other night. I said, look what I bought. You know, of course, I don't fly. I'm not a pilot. I didn't buy the plane. I was pulling her leg, but I said, look what I bought. And I showed her the picture, and you should have seen her mouth pop open. Why'd you do that? And I said, no, it's not me. And then, of course, she wanted to know, well, how come they have your call sign on that plane? So I had to explain that the FCC and the FAA, I don't know. I always thought radio call signs were unique, but apparently not so anymore. At least not between those two. Back to you, K4JK, N4KZ.
Yeah, N4KZ, K4JK. That's a good story, actually. I think my wife would probably have a less understanding reaction if I told her I bought a plane. But she would know that I wouldn't go out and buy a plane, so she would probably know it's a ruse from the beginning. But anyway, yeah, I think I've had my call, this call now, about 7 or 8 years. And I have used up all my luck to get my initials as a 1x2 call. So I'm probably not going to win the lottery or anything, win anything ever again, because I lucked out on this one. I think something like 29 people applied for this call, and mine got pulled out of the hat. So there you go. It's my third call. I was licensed back, oh gosh, almost, it must be 28, 29 years ago. I had a, you know, a 2x3 was KD4ERU, which is a horrible call sign. And I stuck with that. I toughed it out for a while. Got a general call, and then once this became available, I went for it and I got it. And it actually belongs to a guy who lives about 100 miles up the road from me. Actually, probably more like 80 miles up the road from me. And he gave it up. He wanted a general call back, his old 1x3. So he relinquished it and got his old call back through the vanity program. And his call, his initials were also JK. So I chatted with him over email a couple times because I was getting messages for him and stuff. But, you know, he just said he wanted his old call back. So I guess it was he wanted it for sentimental reasons. But anyway, so yeah, I like the call. It's a pretty good CW call. Every now and then, somebody will, you know, confuse with a K on the end with, you know, me turning the frequency over to them or whatever. But you know, it usually that doesn't happen too often. So, I kind of like dashes on CW. You know, they're easier to pick out, so, and I think a lot of people are that way, they hear them better, so it's got a lot of dashes other than the four, so we'll probably keep it as long as I'm able to be on ham radio. So I don't think I would give it up at this point. Anyway, back over to you, Dave. N4KZ, K4JK.
K4JK, N4KZ. You started fading down quite a bit at the end. How's my signal doing?
You're about a S5 or S6. Still perfectly copyable, over.
Okay, well, you're back up to a 10 over 9. Well, call signs are a funny thing. I got this call, like I said, in 1996. At first, I wasn't real crazy about it, but then it grew on me. But then about 15 years ago, I got really hot to trot to have the Delta Golf suffix, since they're my initials. So I started doing this big call sign search, and I found a call sign in California, Whiskey 6 Delta Golf. And the deal was, and I tracked all this down, I played detective on the internet, the call sign belonged to an old-time ham in Long Beach, California. He had renewed the call sign, W6DG, and then 30 days later, he passed away. But the call sign remained on the FCC books for all that time. And at that time, if you could supply the FCC with a newspaper obituary or something from the Social Security Administration proving the death of the license holder, they would cancel the license, since dead people don't need licenses, and you could apply for that call sign. And I was all ready to cancel Whiskey 6 Delta Golf. I had the letter written. I had the photocopy of the guy's obituary out of the newspaper in Long Beach. I was ready to go. And a buddy of mine talked me out of it. He says, you know, that's a great call sign, Whiskey 6 Delta Golf, but you don't want to spend the rest of your ham radio days explaining to people why you never lived in California, but you have a California call sign. And I thought, well, you know, that is kind of true. So I changed my mind. About 6 months later, someone else discovered that W6DG was available, and he applied for the call. And, you know, I don't know where the guy lived, but he had a name that sounded like he might be from Russia. I thought it was a Russian name. And he held W6DG for several years. Just now, while you were talking, I typed W6DG into my logging program, which is interface to the internet, and up pops W6DG with an American name in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So the Russian fellow who got W6DG instead of me didn't hold on to it. So now, like I said, somebody in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho has it. So call signs are a funny thing. I had studied the whole call sign thing several years ago and helped some people get vanity calls that had been held by people who had become silent keys. So I used to know that system backwards and forwards, but I don't pay any attention to it anymore. K4JK, that's a great call. N4KZ.
Yeah, there was a breaker in there, K2, I think, Japan Hotel, Kilauea. Go ahead, sir. I think you said you're looking for a signal report. You're about S1 or S2 down here near Richmond, Virginia. Maybe Dave can hear you. Can you hear him, Dave?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. You're about a S3. S3 in Lexington, Kentucky. Go ahead.
Hey, sure thing. 73. No problem.
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
Take care. Stay safe. Well, I lost my train of thought there, Dave, but there used to be a website, and I'm typing it in right now. Vanity HQ. The guy that ran that, he closed it down a while back. I can't remember exactly when, but yeah, I see there's a little news release about it. But anyway, that's what I used to stalk call signs while I was looking for a 1x2. You use the same thing, or you're familiar with it. But yeah, that was a pretty valuable resource. But I think somebody took that sort of that model over, and there's another place you can go to find all that information really conveniently. Because you can search through all the FCC data yourself and piece it together. But these guys made it really easy to do it. So, well, Dave, I was looking at your QRZ page, and I noticed you got a log periodic, and I got a 51-foot crank up laying here in the driveway that I'm in the process of putting up, and I have just about decided that I was going to put up a log periodic, a Tenadyne, I think, and I wanted to get your opinion of it, or whatever you're using. So back over to you, N4KZ, K4JK.
K4JK, N4KZ. Excuse me. I've got a raspy voice here. Yeah, I've got a Tenadyne log periodic. Mine's a T8 from Tenadyne. It's 8 elements on an 18-foot boom. I've had it up 9 or 10 years now, and it works great. I was a very early customer, James, a very early customer of the Staff IR Yagi. Of course, it has the moving elements that change as you change bands. I had that antenna up so early, most people that I talked to on the air had no idea what I was talking about. So, of course, as the months and then years went by, that antenna became very popular and gained a big following. But early on, very few people were familiar with the Staffer antenna. But after I'd had mine up for 2.5 years, and after it was out of warranty, I started having problems. And I won't bore you with all the details, but I had numerous problems, cost me a lot of money to keep that antenna going, and I got very frustrated with it. And I eventually took it down. I still have it. It's in pieces here and there around my carport and my basement and my shed. So I replaced it with the log periodic without any moving parts. And I'm very happy. When it worked, the Staffer was a tremendous antenna. It's a great concept. But like all new products, it had a few engineering bugaboos, which I think they've probably fixed by now, but I was one of those early adopters, and I got caught up in that. And I paid a lot of money to keep mine going, and after a while, I just got tired of it. So I have good things to say about the Tenadyne. You know, there's really not a whole lot that can go wrong with it, and it's been very reliable, and that's what I've come to appreciate. Back to you, K4JK, N4KZ.
All right, N4KZ, K4JK.
Yeah, that's kind of the impression I get as far as the Tinidines go. They seem to be pretty well made. The biggest knock, I think, in my research I've found is that they're a little tricky to put together, or they can be. If you dive into it too quick and you don't read the instructions, some people complain about the instructions being a little obtuse maybe, but that's not a big deal to me. I can usually muddle through things, so usually. Yeah, I'm probably familiar with some of the problems you had with a stepper. Not that I experienced them because I've never owned one, but you know, in my research, I considered one. I'm very intrigued by them, but I came to the conclusion after reading a lot about them for a couple 3 weeks that I was probably when I did have a problem with it, I wasn't going to be very happy, and I didn't want to pull my hair out dealing with the motors and the this and the that and the all the little problems that they can develop, and you know, the extra maintenance that has to be done, et cetera, et cetera. So I've kind of settled. I haven't purchased anything, but I've kind of settled on a Tinidine, I think. Sort of following the KISS principle there. But they seem, you know, I guess the knock on the log periodics is the front to back, or the you know, they don't have as much gain on particular bands, but you know, 1 or 2 dB probably not going to make too much difference, and just having the convenience of having everything from 2 meters to 20 meters to 10, and not having to deal with, you know, traps or anything like that, that seems like a pretty good trade-off to me. So I'm pretty sure that when I can finish getting this tower up, I'm hoping to finish it this summer or fall. I've got to cut a few trees down, which I've got someone hopefully coming over before too long to help me with that. I live on a pretty big piece of property, not big, but I have about 13 acres of property here, and it's very well wooded, so I need to make some room for the turning radius. Anyway, I'll kick it back over to you, N4KZ, K4JK.
Yeah, okay, James, K4JK, N4KZ. Well, let's see, regarding the Tinidine, yeah, I found the instructions to be a little obtuse. I think that's a good word. You really have to read the instructions carefully. But if you, you know, read it carefully and go step by step by step, you'll put the antenna together and it'll work fine. It's not an antenna that you can rush the assembly of. And I think the instructions would greatly benefit by having some drawings added, some illustrations. Because there are some points which I think it'd be easier to explain it visually. Because, you know, every element alternates how it's attached to the boom. And, you know, it's a weird design because the boom is part of the feed line. But it actually makes sense after you get it all together. And once it's assembled, you go, hey, this is a really nifty design. But early on, you're wondering, how do they accomplish that? How does the boom become part of the feed line? But it does. It all makes sense after a while. But some illustrations would help that. Well, the stepper antenna. I had just moved here and had already planned to buy my tower. And I was kind of looking for some sort of antenna that was new and different. This was about 2002, 18 years ago. And I went to the Dayton Hamvention. It's only a 2-hour drive from my house to Dayton, Ohio. So I've been to the Dayton Hamvention more than 35 times. And so I was there the year that the people from Chef IR had a prototype of their antenna, and I was really quite interested in it. So I bought one. And it was quite the adventure. I never had any problems with the motors. My problems always had to do with the spooling mechanism that would push the tape out or pull it.
That's why government agencies should seek an entity keeps users and their data secure and can meet stringent FedRAMP standards.
For more on this, go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Cloud Ready.
Are you collaborating securely in the cloud? At Cisco, we're helping federal agencies transition to telework by providing FedRAMP authorized WebEx solutions that easily and securely connect one.
Partly cloudy all day long. They said rain this morning, but we didn't get any. Which I'm okay with that. Let's see. I went out for lunch today. The first time I've done that in a while. I actually sat down in a restaurant and ate. I don't like to go out by myself, but you know, I don't like to cook all the time either. So I went down to the local Mexican. It was pretty good. I haven't decided what I'm going to eat tonight. Probably not a whole lot, but I'll work that in after a while. I went down and bought a heat cycle battery. I've got it set up here with portable solar panels just to play with. I've got a permanent setup with solar panels here that I use for emergencies, but this one I'm going to be able to haul around and use it wherever I want to. So, not a very practical thing to do, but you know, you got to do something, so I'm playing with that. That's about it from here, Paul. It's not an exciting life, so back to you. VE3SU, WD5FUN.
Well, Doc, I got to tell you, it was as exciting as mine was today. I went for my walk and had a social security nap when I had a cookie. That's it. I'm going to tell you, we got to open this country up soon, or I think I'm going to go off the deep end.
Yeah, I understand. I had lost about 10 pounds, but I found it during this this isolation thing. All I do is eat.
Oh, yeah, Marie's doing nothing but cooking cookies. Okay, Doc, you have a good day down there. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, Paul, 7-3, thanks for picking me up.
All right, November 4th, Julie Yankee John, do you copy VE3SU?
VE3SU, N4JY, I'll copy.
I got you, John, go ahead.
Roger, roger. It's day to day, it's like Bristol. Plus, it's day to day, 3 o'clock in the morning. And a North Carolina Rocky, do a wet side from the yard.
In the dark of the night, like a thief, and got 5 miles up the road, and the interstate was closed. So, we decided not a problem, over to an alternate route over to the 45, and we went over there. It was closed. So we zig and zagged across the county and finally made it up to there. And then got the sign and came home, and boy, we were tuckered out by that time. I did not see that those highway closures advertised. So they were doing usual summertime construction here. So time for us to go sing to the birthday boys. So we'll move on upstairs and do a little bit of FaceTime there and sing while they're gathering for an early dinner. 56 degrees and clear skies here. A little chilly. The wind's off the lake. And we have a frost advisory tonight. So looks like we're a couple days. Friday is going to be the next pick to do the lawn. And then rain again for the weekend. So more wet than dry here. You know what they say about make showers bringing April. Wait a minute. Yeah. So, Paul, I'd like to say 73 to you, and thanks to you and Dave for taking the net. And we'll try to catch up again next hour. VE3SU, and the Night Watch. Good day, all. N4JY. Okay, John, thanks for being there. Hey, John, one thing. How far was it from your house to your grandson's house?
Well, they live up just west of me in Wauwatosa, and that's usually about a 45-minute drive, but it turned into about an hour and 20 minutes zigzagging on the county road.
That's okay. You're good grandparents. That's great. Okay, send me say there, John. Thanks for checking in, and go enjoy FaceTime with them or whatever you're doing to see them there. Okay, Dave, back to you in A4L.
Yeah, okay, very good. Hello to all those guys. Yeah.
and I thought, Dick, I thought you were in Raleigh there. I think you were the last time I played you, but I could hear you there. Good to hear you. All right, Mr. Henry, line number 15 on the longer, AFI Alpha 4, Quebec, India. Henry, it's your turn. Howdy. Yeah, I know the feeling. It's been not percolating much today. You're not sure about either. In Henry, Jacksonville, Florida, 79 degrees, and it is absolutely beautiful down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Today, thank you for coming to this time, okay? All right, line number 16, going to Vermont, K1 Sierra, Charlie Echo, Tammy, copy. Yeah, it's good. It's not normal, but it's the band. Go ahead. Jim and his wife up there in Vermont. Wow, 3 inches of snow last night, and basically it's gone now. So that's a good thing, I guess. That crazy weather, 47 degrees up at Jim QTA there. Sunny now, and the snow is basically gone. He says that's a good thing. Jim, you sounded pretty good. Take care of yourself, and I hope we don't get any more sleet snow up there, okay? Alrighty, take care of yourself, John, and be careful out there in that ice, man. I'd rather have a foot of snow than just a coating of ice. I'm sure you deal with that. But maybe not. Maybe you get more snow up there than anything. Anyway, this is A4L Night Watch, along with Victor Echo 3 Sierra Uniform. Glad to have everybody with us there this afternoon. We're going to look at line number 17 on the logger, see if I can hear Illinois. Everybody listen up. WHNWG. Tom, it's your turn. Yeah, go ahead. He's fading on with Paul. He caught me.
Got him, Dave.
All right.
There that you need to be aware of from across the world, and that you need to be
okay, Tom.
Tom, Dave pays it on us there. I'm going to pick you up.
What can happen?
Did you say it was your brother in law has the virus? That's too bad. I hope things work out there. I heard you say it doesn't sound too good, but let's do a little praying, okay? Okay, Tom, how old is your brother-in-law? Say that again, Tom. 64. Wow, that's too young. Yep, okay, roger, roger. Thanks, Tom. In there. Wow, our thoughts will be with you. K4ELO, are you there, Wayne? 3SU.
Absolutely, Paul. E3SU and A4L and the Night Watch. K4ELO, am I in the right place here, Paul?
Oh, yeah, do you want to be?
I guess so, my friend.
Hey, Paul and Dave, thanks, guys, for running it. You're both running over S9 tonight, so band isn't broken, but it isn't great either. It's somewhere in between. Let's see, the weather on the farm today, on and off, cloudy, sunny, cloudy, sunny, cloudy right now. 58 degrees, not very warm, only at a high of 60. Oh, boy, burr. I'm hoping it will warm up a little bit in the days to come. I haven't checked the long-term forecast, so we'll worry about that when it gets here. Other than that, I didn't do a whole lot today. I did a few little exercises and took a lot of naps, and that was about that. And Jan filled up the bird feeders, filled up the bird bands, and there you go, and fed the cats. So I guess we're all good here, Paul. How are you doing up there on Lake Erie?
Well, Wayne, we're doing okay there. Let's see, 50 degrees Fahrenheit here now, and you could say the sun is kind of on and off with the sun all day. Could have cut some grass tomorrow, though, that's for sure. Tell Jan I said thank you. I got an envelope in the mail today. And hopefully next year. And give Oliver a pat in the head for me.
All right, Paul. Will do. And I will be sure and tell Jan that. I think she's messing around with something in the kitchen right now. Anyhow, 7-3, everybody. Maybe we'll catch you next hour. I don't know. And thanks again for doing the duty, guys. I hope everybody has a good evening. V3SU and NA4L and the Night Watch. K4ELO.
Okay, Wayne. Thanks for being there. Dave, I'll pick up Winston because he said he could hear me, and then I'll pass back to you there. K4CWQ, you there, Winston?
You hear him, David?
Yeah, he's talking.
You get him.
All right. Go ahead, Winston. It's the night for you. Go ahead, Winston.
Stand by.
Yeah, Winston, very good. Kind of up and down as there's everybody, basically. K4CW, Winston, Carrollton, Georgie. He says 73 degrees there at the moment. Sunny, partly cloudy, going both ways down there. Going to be in the 80s tomorrow. So, yeah, that's what they're saying for us, believe it or not, here in the mountains. For, I think it's Saturday, maybe. Friday or Saturday, I can't remember. Very good on the Elmer there. Always good to remember those guys. I think both of mine have our silent keys now. So it's good to have those guys around and think about them. Hey, Winston, take care of yourself and have a great day, okay? I must have lost him. Winston, can you hear me? 73 is over. See you later. All right, where am I at? Florida, K4 Echo, Bravo Echo, Bill in St. Petersburg. Hey, coffee.
Hey, K4 Echo,
I took the receiver out of it. I took the audio section out of it. The only thing I left was the oscillator and the driver and the final. I turned it into a CW transmitter. And then the other one I used on 160 meter AM, which sort of drew attention. not the best attention here, I don't think.
but hey, what can I say? But, you know, just the idea that a lot of guys, they look at you funny when you talk about taking crystals and putting a layer of magic marker ink on it to bring the frequency of it down, you know, or sanding the crystal on a piece of crocus cloth, you know, to thin it out so that you can bring it up. That's sort of alien practices for a lot of people. Good now, 73 up there. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you further down the line. The E3 PPD, clear this one, and back to net. Take care.
Stick it in the mic and see if it works, and if it doesn't, send it back, and if it does, just shoot me an email, and I'll let you know how much the shipping costs.
I'm going to go to the next one.
I only got a few words with that transmission. So if it gets better before the top of the clock, I'll give you a shout again. Meanwhile, you can go and see if there's anybody you can call in. ACA83FMW, I'll be standing by.
This thing transmits my tablet, but that was something with a password or something, and it turns into a smoke and mirrors computer mess sometimes with this stuff, you know?
Yeah, hey, Jimmy, sound like you're a really decent computer. Computer, do you have Jimmy about this?
No, my friend fixed him. The drummer in the band that I used to sing with, his name is Mick, and his car is Whiskey 3 India Foxtrot India W3IFI, and he fixes them. He sent me a couple in the past years, and one was really cute. It was a little Windows 10. It was like the size of a hockey puck, only squared off with connectors on it. And it worked good for like 4 or 5 months, but it did no hard drive or nothing. So he sent me an old Dell Optiflex, which is the kind that you see in Wyvern. Really good. Built like a tank. And a hard drive, too, or a CD-ROM thing, so it's got some memory in it, and it works great. It works good for the important stuff. What I need is secure link with a regular keyboard to, like, government websites and whatnot. Over.
Somebody who had a lot of experience in his job.
With all the electronics that you're doing. And I believe you said you were on a remote right now. It sounds good, too. So glad to have you with us, Jimmy. Thanks for stopping by, and you take care. Yourself and come with us anytime. You're on night watch, Jimmy, okay?
Hey, it makes my afternoon, dude. It's just like back in 2012. I remember those days when I first got up and running with all these guys walking me through that, and then they didn't ask me. Bunch of others. So God bless all out there, Dave. You and everybody else that does this, you all do a great job, as always. And 73s, and God bless. From Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey Echo, remote Whiskey 8 right now.
Very good, Jimmy. Sounding good there with the remote. I'm going to see if I can hear W4MEL. Mark, you copy?
A good person to get to know. Dave Harity certainly had good relationships inside the agency, and he had good relationships with customers.
Yeah, stand by, Mark. He's pretty late. Do you want to maybe David AFA can get him? Sure. Go ahead, Dave AFA. You can get line 31, please.
Assisted acquisition services part of PSA.
How about ask Dave out in Tennessee? Dave, if you're hearing me, try line 31, please, Tennessee. Go ahead, Lee, if you can hear him.
I'm not going to be able to do this.
He tried to come back, but he's real low. Try Jim, W5 Echo. He's got the best.
Jim, you still there? 5 Echo, Jim, line 31, please. I'm not hearing anything. Let's see. Wayne's probably got his beam headed west. Wayne, ELO, can you, not west, but east, can you try 31, Wayne, over?
Well, I sure can. I don't know if I'm pointed exactly in the right direction here. W4MGL, in the K4 ELO, relay for net control. I'll copy. No response, Dave.
Dave, I need to hear him. He was there.
Okay, he's too close to me. I've not heard anything. Okay, well, I guess we'll mark him as not heard. That's all I know to do. I have not, and we've tried several relays. Maybe he'll jump in there in a minute if he the band changes. Let's try to Pennsylvania, NA3Y, Georgia, A4L call. Nothing. There he is. Yeah, go ahead, George. How you doing? Yeah, this is Dave in A4L. Go ahead, it's your turn.
That's been spawned also by the virus situation. That's not going to die when the virus dies, is it?
Oh, absolutely not, Tom. In fact, I think,
well, you got a great signal. That's one of the loudest times I've heard you, George. You're 15 over on me when you came back that last time. In A3Y, George, and Yonsei, it's already 6 degrees. It's been a working today. You're very welcome, sir. All right, David, go. This is A4L with Nightwatch. Yeah, very good, Dave. That's about what you are to me. S8 to an S9 is just not good. KD2AFA, David up in Verona, New York. The Empire State, all good up there as usual. S9, both ways, back and forth, up and down. Thank you, David. You take care of yourself, okay? Thank you, sir. KDANI, Mr. Paul, Ohio. Do you hear me? Over, over.
Yeah, Dave, NA4L, KDANI here. Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, Dave, you're up and down. I heard Paul, though, VE3SU, really, really well. I mean, since I've heard him in a couple of months, but literally the band is going up and down as you're speaking. Nothing much to report. 53 degrees, beautiful day. Little cooler than it should be. Need to warm up about 10 more degrees, but that's about all. So thanks for doing that. Always good to hear you on a Tuesday. Tell Paul, he can probably hear me, that I could hear really well, and 73 to everybody else. Catch you later. Roger. NA4L, KDA tonight.
Okay, very good, Paul. KDA NI is our check-in. Paul, he's up in Ohio, 53 degrees, looking beautiful up there, he says. And the east west is for about 4 degrees. That would be good. 63, 70 degrees. That's a nice temperature. Thank you, Paul. Take care of yourself, okay?
Roger, roger.
All right, 73 to you. Let's see, Kentucky. I don't know if I can hear Kentucky or not. N4RN. Bob, NA4L, Dave calling, over. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. I got you good. Go ahead.
Hey, it's been 4 hours. Yeah, exercising my other off-deck window. I had to exercise the other way. 59 degrees down here, and no rain yet, but I've just been enjoying the cruise inside the house.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Our check-in's in 4RNG. That's Bob. He's in Pine Grove, Kentucky. I'm not sure where that's located, but you're sounding good. Windham is working for you. No problem with that. 59 degrees up there at Bob's QTH, and no rain inside at the moment anyway. Bob, thanks for checking in, and come be with us anytime here on Night Watch, okay?
Roger, and everybody be safe.
All right, 73 to you, sir. I'll check you out, and go ahead and call 31 there, Paul.
Okay, thanks, Dave. W4MGL, Mark, are you there now? I got you, Mark. You're really, really weak. Did you fix that problem? You're not running QRP on me, are you? We'll take 73 then and call it a night with you, okay? You can work on that problem. Okay, Mark, thanks. Okay, K4MWJ Monroe, are you there?
Yes, I am, and hello to you. Hello to all the night watchers. We send you a listening there to everybody, and the conditions don't seem too well. Everybody seems to be low, but you and Dave and also Paul are coming in good and strong. We doing well here at Chattanooga, Tennessee. The weather is about 55 degrees, it says, and well, it goes up to 68. We're going down to 53 tonight, but it feels like 68 degrees, but it's 65. But everything's okay, okie-dokie here in Chattanooga. Ain't no complaints or nothing, and we appreciate you letting me in on the hill.
Okay, Monroe, well, good copy on you up here. Thanks for being there. We're going to close the net down and go for the second hour there. Good signal on you, Monroe. You'll be good, okay?
Okay, mighty fine. Appreciate it. We'll try to get in tomorrow if we have time, that's for sure. Well, take care. This is Kilo 4, Mike Whiskey Juliet in Chattanooga.
Okay there. Thanks very much, Monroe. Okay, Dave, I shut her down there. And hope the second hour guy can bring the water up. We had a good net there. Thanks for being there, brother Dave.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's time. Be safe up there. 73 to everybody. God bless and stay safe. This is NA4L. Bye bye.
Bye bye, Dave. Thank you.
Alrighty, thanks guys for a great net, and this is Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey X-Ray Romeo. I'll be your net control for the second hour. Welcome to the Night Watch. Your net control for this hour is KD8WXR. My name is Joe, located in Lynn, Indiana. This net meets nightly, Monday through Sunday at 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. with a change of net control on the hour. The Night Watch has no membership number, no dues, or membership fees, no formal officers, no bylaws, no rules other than common courtesy. The only requirement is that you possess the proper class of license for the frequency and that you observe common net procedures. Let's see, I got a list going on here, so we'll go ahead and click, 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 and click. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to check for check-ins. Anyone anywhere with a general class or higher wishing to join the Night Watch, call KDA WXR now.
Exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their membership. They can save you money on top of all that you'll save each month.
Alrighty, I got two of them there. KC0UKA and K. I do believe it was K4HL.
Affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves
$5. Alrighty, let me put you on the list. And with that, we're going to start off with Joe, KB1OUT. Come on in and tell us about your day.
KB8WXI, KB1UTO. I got a good copy of you, Joe. I'll switch your intro.
Hey, you're doing real good. Come on in.
Well, you are too, Joe. We're at 58 degrees. We dropped 2 degrees in an hour. And humidity is 31. It's been a very pleasant, sunny day today. Like I said in the first. I think to put the work in a 7.5-hour day in Boston's canal. I went into work for a while. Other than that, didn't do much. Came home, just turned the radio on, and here I'm looking. I do enjoy it, and the band was kind of rough in the first hour, but there's quite a few I copied. I'm all over that, Joe. I do appreciate what you do out there as well as everybody on that I watch. Stay safe, and I'll send it back to my controller. KB8WXI, KB1UTO. Thanks for being here, Joe.
All righty, Joe. Thanks for stopping by. Yep, that's staying at home is a full-time job. let's see. We're going to break with Joe there, KB1UTO, and we're going to go down and we'll pick up Paul, VE3SU. Come on in and tell us about your day.
Okay there, Joe. Good to hear you on there this afternoon. Thanks for picking up the second hour there. Good copy on you over here on the North Shore of Lake Erie. Don't have too much to say. I'm talked out from the first hour, but I'll probably listen along, okay?
All righty. Roger, roger. All righty, Paul. We'll break with Paul there, VE3SU, and we'll go down and pick up Vic, K0OUX. Come on in.
Yeah, real fine there, Joe, KD8WXR, second hour night watch, K0OUS, Laurel, Fort Virginia. Just came in on the mower, it's still sitting up there, I got a little more to mow.
To attending a joint
I can't go back out. I've been kind of in and out on the first hour and in between mowing the front half out of the yard. I got the hill out behind here. It's about 3 acres here I mow, so did have to get that mowed down. Wind is going down too, so it'll be a little easier. 59 degrees here hit the high today. We've had sun most of the day, but we've had wind. And it looks like the wind's dropped down around 3 miles. It's back up to about 7 or 8 now, 10. I know watching the spinner out here spin. It was barely turned all of a sudden. It took off like a pack of horses, race horses. So, Joe, thanks for running the second hour. And 73 is everyone out there that can hear me. So back to you. 88 WXR,
K0
UX, Laurel Forks, Virginia.
All righty, Vic. Great to hear from you. Good copy on you tonight. We're going to check out with Vic there, K0 UX, and we're going to go down and pick up Earl. The W1 IPN can hear me, it sounds like. So come on in. And Ron, you be up next.
Okay. Well, pretty excited to be back here because on the first hour, I got blown away by a station up in North Carolina that was splashing all over the place. And then, pulsating noise that just made me suspicious that it had something to do with an engine. So we have a construction site, actually, it's called a force pump. Sewage for the city of Charlotte. I'll bet I could almost throw a baseball to the smell. I couldn't see far. Throw my arm back afterwards. But I can certainly holler down to where they're working. And so I went down there and I talked to the guys this morning when I heard it. And no, they didn't know anything about it. And I came home and I looked on the radio and I wasn't doing it. They went back this afternoon after I couldn't hear anybody. and sure enough, the diesel truck is there with his engine just turning over, boom, 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 and that's just the frequency or timing that I was seeing in the radio. Plus, this fellow in North Carolina was just blowing me away from 3-2 kilos. He was at 190. Oh, my goodness, he was loud. Anyway, I'm back, and it's working, and glad to have y'all here. Thanks very much. I do go to the SDR to hear you. And Joe, I have to go to the SDR to hear you. And that is very unusual. Indiana, I usually do Indiana. Anyway, I'm going to throw it back to you, Joe, because I think that's the way you run your net, and that you can pick up the next show in line. 73, everyone. See you in the morning. W1 IPN, back to net control.
Alrighty, thank you, Earl, for stopping by tonight. Yeah, when that happens, but anyway. Alrighty, so we're going to break with Earl there, W1IPN. We're going to go down and pick up Ron. Chuck and Kathy will be next. Let's see, Ron, you might just go ahead and pick up the next two after that if you want to, after you do your number there. Over.
I can do that, Joe.
Up and down like the band's been all day, Joe. Sounding good for Lynn, Indiana here now, so Georgia detection. 66 degrees, felt like 76, so that tells me a little bit of humidity in the air. But it's been a nice day. And I tell you what, Joe, I'm getting used to this virtual online training thing over the instructor-led classes that we've done. It's been a chore for myself and for my other two trainers. And we're getting there, and we're beginning to present online classes and training, but boy, it's a chore. It takes more time to edit than it does to anything else, find it up. But we're getting there. We're doing it.
Let's do it daily.
And it's kind of a different thing. It's kind of fun. But anyway, get used to it. Joe, we're having a good day here. That's what we've been doing. It's doing some classes and creating and developing classes for virtual training. And what's going on with what we got to do right now with the social distancing and the pandemic. So, Joe, I appreciate you being there. Appreciate you running that. You do a great job. Always a pleasure to be a part of your net. So I'll clear with you and with your permission, go pick up Chuck and Kathy.
Hey, yeah, go ahead and pick up Chuck and Kathy there. Yeah, you know, as a participant of the learning, I do webinars a lot there, and I find myself drifting away from the computer screen there. But anyway, yeah, go ahead and pick up Chuck and Kathy there for me. Thank you.
All right, my friend, we're going to clear with KD8XWXR for the time being, and we're going to Columbus, Ohio. K4GRP, Chuck, you got a copy?
Yeah, KD2, wait a minute, K4WNZ, K4GRP, ZZ, you have a copy?
I do, Chuck, take it away.
Okay, buddy, well, we'll make it quick here. Can't hear Joe, he's in the weeds there a little bit, but anyway, having a great day here, nice and calm outside, south. 55 degrees, I guess, and all green coming up for sure. And no trip across the state, got some steaks there and some other things, and enjoyed doing that. And everybody was wearing a mask. That was a good deal there. So with that, Steve, let me see if you can still copy, and I'll hand the headset over to K4NIL. Over.
All right, we're standing by, Jim.
Okay, stand by.
K4WNC, K4NL, hello, beautiful. Thank you for the relay. We appreciate it. Over.
Yeah, Kathy, I understand that somebody's going to be fixing some steaks. Over.
Yes, we are. Steaks for breakfast. That seems to be our thing. But, yeah, it was beautiful at Costco. I like the idea of wearing a mask. I don't have to fool around with makeup. Over.
Oh, yeah, we like Costco. We're a member of Costco at Sam's Club, and you know, it's a toss-up. Some things you can get at Costco, and some things you can get at Sam's Club. So, but we're a member, and we like them both. Over.
Okay, well, just, yeah, we do too. Thank you, Steve. Say hi to the Mrs. Steve for us. K4NIL, take care, and thank you for the relay.
You're quite welcome as always, Kathy. Take care of that way. You and Chuck, we'll talk to you later. We're going to clear the T4GRP, T4NIL. Reporting they got out with Costco today and got the steaks and other stuff and back in safely. So back to KD8 WXR, T4WC.
All right, thank you, Ron. K4WNZ, we'll break with them, Chuck and Kathy, and we'll go down and we'll pick up Mike, KC0UKA, and Les, you're up next. Hey, we're doing really good today. We got up to like 56, I think, is where we got up to. And we've had mostly sunny skies today. Nothing serious. See, we're going down to 39 tonight with 63. We're going to start warming up at the end of the week, though. It's about time there, over.
Roger, roger. Well, I guess we'll see there, over.
I need to get out and work on the antenna. I got the antenna that's coming down. I guarantee you one thing, I'll never use parachute cord again for anything.
Oh, that's what's holding up all my antennas there, over.
I've used it twice. This is the first time it lasted me just about 6 months. This time I used it and it lasted me less than 3 months. And so I'm not happy with it. I'll go back to the old nylon white cotton rope.
Roger, roger. Well, this is held mine up for, let's see, about 5-6 years there, over.
Boy, you're lucky. I'd like to know how you got it hanging up in the trees, man, because mine's up there.
Roger, roger. I don't have it in the tree, so I've got it mounted to the pole there and then down to stakes in the ground there, over.
Ah, that could be part of the problem right there, then. Yeah, I've got mine going up into the tree, and I hang them off the pulleys, but still, somehow they're getting busted. So, you know, I guess there's a lot of pressure on the one. We've had a lot of hard hits, and that's putting some stress on that stuff.
Roger, roger. Those trees will sit there and wear that stuff out there, over.
You got that right. Anyway, not much else going on. Just, if I sounded so good today, I couldn't believe how the van has been the last hour or so. And it's coming in, I got strong signals. I'm even having close-up signals. I'm listening to a guy that's about 15, 20 miles away from me up here in Frankville, and I'm hearing him good.
Roger, roger. The Brothers Net band was pretty good last night, too. So, alrighty, Mike, anything else for the net?
No, nothing else. I'm going to wait around and try to get in on the Brothers Net tonight. And probably call it a night, sit down and do some fiddling around with my textbook.
Doing some of that funny math there. All righty, Mike. We're going to break with Mike there. Thanks for stopping by and sharing your day with us there, Mike. We're going to break with KC0UKA, anyway. And we're going to go down and pick up K4HL. Les, come on in, and Winston, you'll be up next.
Alrighty, K4HL, you there? Can anybody try line 10 there, Les, K4HL?
Joe, you want me to try?
Yes, please, Ron.
Kilo 4 Hotel Lima. Kilo 4 Hotel Lima. Last Pensacola, Florida. Any copy on K4WMZ at net control? K4HL. K4HL. Last, you got a copy on Night Watch. Over. I heard him when he checked in, Joe, but not now. Nothing heard.
Alrighty, thank you for trying there, Ron. We'll just mark him not heard. We'll try him in a little bit. Okay, Winston, K4CWQ, come on in, and Mark, you'll be up next. Winston, you there? K4CWQ, come on in. Ron, can you try him?
Oh, he's way too close. He's just south of me about 70 miles. Way too close, Joe.
Roger, roger. All righty then. Let's see. Well, we'll mark him not heard, and we'll come back to him. All right, Mark, W4MGL, come on in and tell us about your day. All right,
Ron, can you try Mark there, too?
Yeah, I will, but he had trouble first hour, so we'll see what happens. W4MGL, W4MGL, Mark Chesapeake, come on in to Night Watch. W4MGL, we're not hearing you, Mark. I think he's in there, but he's sure not getting out very good, did Joe? David just joined, so maybe he can help us some.
All righty. Let's see. Vern's probably going to be too close to me, so can you give Vern a call?
I can do that. K9VJR, Mr. Vern, come on in from Crown Point.
This is K9VJR. I think it's my turn. What up? Can't hear Joe.
Boy, he's super light.
I can't hear Z either.
But I guess go to the SDR. I can hear Joe good on the SDR. But I can't transmit with the SDR on it. My RF gets into my speakers and creates all kind of bad noise. So hello to all the night watchers and have a good evening. We're having a beautiful day. Currently 61 degrees and sunny. A very nice day. And it looks like we've got a bunch of nice days in the near future. So looking forward to that warm weather. Going to be mowing some lawn here probably today and tomorrow. So that'll keep you busy. With that, 73s, have a great evening. K9 Victor Juliet Romeo will be clear. All right, Vern, I'm hearing you, but you're super light, my friend. Vern is reporting 61 degrees and beautiful days coming. Going to be doing some mowing as the temperatures get to the point he can. And 73s to everybody. K9VJR, K4WNZ, back to net.
All righty. Thank you, Dave. Dave. I got Dave on the mind there. All right. Thank you, Ron. That was K4WNZ for relaying K9VJR in, and we'll break with Vern there. And let's see. Dave, KD2AFA, can you try line 10, 11, and 12 for me, please?
Kilo 4, Charlie, what's the call back?
he's on the IM here. He says he's changed mics, but all righty, we'll leave him in. We'll try another time here after a bit. And so with that, we're going to go down and we're going to try to pick up Pat there. KE0RTS, come on in and tell us about your day.
KE0RTS. Beautiful day here. It's shining all day long. 11-2 now. Extremely cold around here for the last few days. Matter of fact, I believe we set a record here on Saturday before Mother's Day. I went to the tomato plant. Put them out a little bit too early, so we had to go get the new ones today. So, other than that, it's just a gorgeous day now. I think it's going to start raining here for the next 3 or 4 days. Over.
Over, Joe. All right. Yeah, you faded away there on me, Pat. But anyway, thanks for
names that ring a bell where you were last night?
I think maybe they had a Shakespeare place there.
Okay, all right. So that's out towards Kitchener, more with either Kitchener or with the Niagara. They do the Shakespeare thing in both down near Buffalo, Niagara Falls is a place, and out just west of Kitchener also.
There, Marty. I guess I'm too lazy. Anyway, wall-to-wall sunshine here in the Charlotte area and cool temperatures. K3LPX, W4JVD.
Anyway, I think
Drive. View the Federal Drive on your schedule. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One. Still to come on Federal News Network, contractors are trying to find footing in the continuing uncertainty. But first, Congress might be fixing to undo what some say is an important Defense Department ethics law. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin here on Federal News Network.
Now,
ship. The reevaluation focuses on how the service prevents the spread of infectious disease on the vessel, not just on the USS Theodore Roosevelt, but throughout the whole fleet.
KF4IZE, this is KABZ.
Yes, okay, Steve, fine, Ben. KABZ, this is KF4IZE, responding. And 100% solid copy there again, there, Steve. And real good on your ICOM 7600, that is quite a, that's a very impressive rig you have there, very impressive. And the AL-80B, I'm very familiar with that linear. It's been many, many, many years. I've owned, I had an AL-80B at one time. I think that ran a single 3500 trial. So beautiful amplifier. And you still hear a good medium on the air after all these many years. So that's a very, very nice unit you have there. And also, congratulations on your qualified G5RV like system there. So it's all working quite well for you. I am using a different microphone. Here's what you need there. I'm on the
KF4IZE from EBZ. And,